This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. military officials said crews were still searching Wednesday for five missing sailors a day after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean off Southern California near an aircraft carrier. One sailor rescued shortly after the crash Tuesday afternoon, listed in stable condition at a local hospital, according to a Navy spokesperson. Also injured were five other sailors who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft, where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash, according to the Navy. The statement did not say how the crash off San Diego happened, but the fact that sailors aboard the carrier were injured raised questions about whether the helicopter or parts of it hit the aircraft carrier. When helicopters take off and land on the ship, there are ground crews present on the carrier nearby and other people working on deck. The crash happened while the helicopter was conducting what the Navy described as a routine flight mission. Nigerian gunmen on Wednesday kidnapped 73 students after storming a high school in the northwest section of the country in the latest in a series of mass abductions targeting pupils. Kidnapping for ransom by armed gangs known locally as bandits has become a grim trend in northwest and central Nigeria, with around 1,000 students snatched this year, most of them later released. A police spokesman said rescue teams were working with the military to try to release these students. President Muhammadu Buhari is under pressure over insecurity, and the armed forces have launched military raids and airstrikes on bandit camps, but gunmen have kept up attacks and abductions. For more news, join us at voanews.com. By a remote, this is VOA News. Fire crews reported progress Wednesday in an effort to save neighborhoods from a massive forest fire near the tourist resort of Lake Tahoe in the western U.S. state of Nevada. Fire officials said the winds, which had been pushing the fire, did not strengthen as much as expected early Wednesday. The fire reached the southern tip of Lake Tahoe Wednesday after evacuation orders in neighboring California were expanded to Nevada, forcing crews to scramble to prevent it from reaching the resort city of South Lake Tahoe. Heavy smoke from what is described, or called rather, at the Caldor Fire has blanketed the resort city, leaving it largely empty during what is normally a bustling tourist season. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 600 structures and threatens at least 33,000 others. The remnants of Hurricane Ida blew through the Mid-Atlantic region here in the U.S. Wednesday with at least two tornadoes, heavy winds, drenching rains that collapsed the roof of a postal service building, left cars and roads underwater. The storm moved into New York Wednesday night after bringing widespread flooding to neighboring New Jersey. The National Weather Service recorded just over 3 inches of rain in New York's Central Park in 1 hour. Fire crews reported progress in the efforts. President Joe Biden, on Wednesday criticized a Texas law that bans most abortions in the state hours after the Supreme Court declined to act on an emergency request by abortion rights groups to block the measure from taking effect. Texas is among a dozen mostly Republican-led states that have enacted heartbeat abortion bans, which outlawed the procedure once the arrhythmic contracting of fetal cardiac tissue can be detected, often at 6 weeks, and sometimes before a woman realizes she is pregnant. The Texas anti-abortion law is unusual in that it gives private citizens the power to the Supreme Court. Even with the 6-3 conservative majority on the bench, could still halt the Texas law. High Court has agreed to hear arguments in its upcoming term starting in October about a Mississippi law that bans most abortions after 15 weeks. And seven Hong Kong pro-democracy activists sentenced Wednesday to lengthy jail sentences for taking part in unauthorized protests in 2019. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.